com. Brought to you by Hy-Vee, The Fridge Wholesale Liquor, and Manhattan Broadcasting Company.
And we're back here on In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lyle Butler here in studio with me. I think it might be a good time to get into some business openings. We have a regular sort of regular segment when Chamber of Commerce folks come in. We talk about all the new business openings around the community. And I think it's a good time to get into the list.
Yes, it definitely is. And I know that's a favorite part of your listeners, because after I'm on, I'll be going to different places the rest of today and tomorrow. And people always go, I was listening to your opening soons. And so anyway, it's good to be back. Sorry I missed last month. Don't usually miss these, good to be back. We usually start out with things that have opened in the last 30 to 45 days. I'm just going to run through these really quickly. The Sacred Leaf opened at Blue Earth Plaza. The vape bar in Manhattan West is opened at 3252 Kimball, which is the Candlewood Shopping Center. Public Hall, several things have opened in Aggieville. Public Hall opened on 1205 to 1207 Morrow. That's kind of a networking place, workplace, coffee that you can get. Heartland Granite and Quartz has opened at 8989 Green Valley Drive. The Wall is in Aggieville. That's a new Mexican restaurant that's opened there. Fur Family Animal Hospital opened at 530 McCall Road. Kalo's is opened at 1120 Morrow Street, where you can get some good calzones. A law firm, Adair Thurston, is a relocation to 1600 Points. And Fox Home Innovations LLC has opened a brand new facility at XL Road and Highway 24. And also just opened this last past weekend is Ross's Dress for Less. They opened officially on Saturday, and that's a store that was, I always refer to over where the Kmart used to be and in that shopping area.
I went there already. Already been there.
All right. And you've gone through it.
I went through it. I didn't get anything just yet, but I went through it.
Okay.
And I hate to cut you off, but we do have a phone call.
All right.
So I figure we should get to that real quick. Caller, go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, Lyle, there was an article in the paper recently about what was originally called the Greater Manhattan Project, and I know you've appointed an executive director, but what's going to be done to keep the public aware of the progress being made there and the opportunity for the public to participate?
Sure. We actually had that a little bit later that we were going to talk about. We can talk about it now, for that matter, if you want to do that. You're correct, caller. There was a community visioning project that was called the Greater Manhattan Project, and that was we worked with a consultant and went through about a 10-month process to kind of develop a vision of where we can take Manhattan and the region during the next 5 years, and basically having some sort of a plan. And we had a 52-member steering committee made up of lots of folks in the community coming from all walks of life that helped develop that plan. But as we got into the plan, we also realized that it was more about the region and not just about the city limits of Manhattan. And so there was an implementation committee formed. The steering committee is still in place, and that meets quarterly to continue to advise the overall direction of this program. But it was felt by the larger steering committee, and ultimately they elected an implementation committee, which has about 11 people on that, made up from the steering committee. Working together over the last several months, they said, we really need to develop a better name that reflects where we're really going. And so the name came up Region Reimagined. And we just hired a project director, Christy Rodriguez is her name, comes with a lot of planning experience in this kind of area. So we're very, very, very fortunate. Her husband works up at Kansas State University, and we're so glad to have her family in our community and that we were able to find her. And so she's getting her feet on the ground. She's been here 3.5 weeks. And so, you know, we changed the name to Region Reimagined because it is a region that we're really talking about. And we're wanting to incorporate Gary County, Junction City, Pottawatomie County, Wamego into this whole discussion. And again, this is a long-range plan, so this isn't something that gets done tomorrow or next week or 6 months from now. It is going to be a process over the next 5 years, at least, at a minimum. And so we're trying to get some structure and some things in place, but we are going to have a formal rollout, and you are going to have information come out through places like K-Man Radio and all of their affiliates that they have. We're going to be working closely with the newspapers of the region, the radio stations of the region, and we're going to get, I tried to get Christy to come this morning with me so we could get her introduced to the K-Man listeners, and unfortunately she had a meeting that we couldn't change this morning, so we're going to get her here in November. But you're going to start seeing a lot of information, and in fact, officially we're going to roll out a whole bunch of information, a website, all kinds of other information that the local communities, local citizens can keep tabs and provide input into this, continually to provide input to this plan. We're going to have a website. We will have public meetings, and you will be hearing a lot more about it. But we're still kind of getting our legs underneath of us and our marketing materials, and then there's going to be lots of opportunities for give and take and input.
And I guess, what are some of the goals or missions? Maybe you already stated this, and we're kind of going to reiterate here, but what are some of the overarching goals? I know it's a long-term plan, but what are some of the overarching goals of reimagining the region?
Well, there's a lot. You know, there's several, and I didn't bring my complete list with me, but some of the things that we're working on is talent development. Talent being is maybe another word or a more modern word for workforce, and it's a regional problem. It's a regional challenge. We have job openings. We don't have enough talent. We've got lots of strategic plans and tactics and goals and measurable outcomes for how we address that. Another area is entrepreneurship. How do we encourage and develop new businesses for the region, and working with local people, whether they're young, whether they're military, whether they're people, senior citizens that have good ideas that want to start a business or a company. Your locally grown businesses are some of the strongest businesses that you can have. And so we've got, again, lots of tactics, lots of things. Another major component that we're working on is quality of place. The older term was called quality of life, but the quality of the place that we live in. This covers a wide variety, because if we choose to live here, we want to make sure that this region is a great place to live. So that includes having good schools, that includes having a good transportation system, which includes multimodal, so bus, bicycles, walking, public art. All kinds of things fall into that category. We want to be most sensitive to work with. We have some challenges in this region. Some of the challenges are, like at K-State, you've reported on this radio program and other programs that K-State enrollment is down. That's a concern. That's affected our local economy. So we're going to work with, as a region, K-State. Fort Riley is another one that over the last several years, although the good news is we had an announcement a few days ago of another unit coming here that's bringing over 50 soldiers, mostly officers, that will be located here. But we did lose several thousand soldiers over the last 3 or 4 years due to cutbacks that the federal government made and repositioning. And so that's on our plate. There's lots of things that we can definitely get into. And again, we're not looking at it as just the city limits of Manhattan. We're looking at it as the region. So all of Riley County, Gary County, Pottawatomie County, because we're all working to make this region a better place. And so I think that it's a it's a broad brush because we want to improve. I heard on your newscast, for example, the school district, I think, got a report on the number of children that were on free and reduced lunch, which shows that your poverty level has increased. So that's a concern for our area. And so those are things that we want to work with the school district, not just in Manhattan, but we want to work with Wamego, and we want to work with Junction City and Rock Creek and all of the school districts in the area, because we want to be able to address that. And you can address that by providing good quality jobs that pay well, but you have to have companies that want to be here and they want to stay here and those kinds of things. So they're all connected. And I first should say that although Region Reimagined, as we now call it, started out as a chamber initiative, it is not a chamber initiative. We are supporting it, but so is the City of Manhattan. So is Pottawatomie County Economic Development Corporation. So is Riley County. And there will be others coming on board. But supporting it both financially but volunteer-wise. And so this is not a Manhattan Chamber project. It is now a community and a regional project. And so that's some of the kinds of things that I think are going to really help improve, and there's going to be measurable outcomes. So we're going to be able to, when I say we, Region Reimagine is going to be able to do regular reports to the community and say, here's where we're making progress, here's where we're not. Because another big part of this is that ties into workforce is affordable housing. That's a big question and an issue that comes up. City Commission, some local citizens that have stepped forward and done some research and say maybe there are some solutions that we can try. Well, it isn't just Manhattan we need to try that in. We need to look at our broader region. And so I'm personally very excited. I'm sorry I'm stepping away and retiring on the 28th of February, but I hope around the edges I can still be involved and help continue to move our region forward, because we've got a great area.
And I'm sure you still will be. So there's a lot more information to come on all of that as
yes.
things go along, but it is time for our next break of the morning. When we come back, we'll get back into that list of new openings. So stay tuned for more on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist, located in the West Loop Shopping Center.